Well, Bryce Blixt is with us. He is a Manistique High School graduate who attends Sioux College in Sault Ste. Marie, Canada. And obviously, a rough week, a rough couple of days for that community. How you doing, Bryce?
Not too bad, you know, with the situation that unfolded on, I believe, Monday, correct? It's been a little bit rough, and it's sad and tragic for the community, especially when it happens with three children, which is, I believe, 6, 7, and 12. With the future, you know, it's they have a long future ahead of themselves, and when you see and hear something about that just being taken away within literally a flash of an eye, it's really saddening for the community, and I believe they're coming together on Friday to mourn the losses of the kids along with the adult that was killed alongside that and a lot of the other deaths that occurred within the past month and a half.
Now, you live relatively close to where this went down, don't you?
Yeah, so Second Line is a long stretch that spreads through pretty much most of the city. They didn't really give an exact address. They gave a little bit of a proximity of where it happened. And I'm kind of surprised where it actually ended up, because usually most of the situations like that happen usually around downtown. But no, that was pretty shocking when I heard that it happened relatively close.
Does it make you think twice when you go back from break, or do you think you'll be safe then?
I think I'll be fine. You know, usually with these types of situations, I believe most of them are usually intimate partner related. But those violences, between that and assault, those have been pretty much the most popular things that have happened and events that go on in the Sioux. So, honestly, I've never really had an issue. I'm just going to go out there live my life, and that's how it is.
Yeah. But you say that there's been kind of these aren't all connected, these incidents, but there's been other incidents, you know, that the people in the Sioux, I mean, people here in the UP don't realize that's a much bigger city than our Sault Ste. Marie on the Michigan side. But, you know, it seems like it's still a small kind of town atmosphere, and there's been a lot of problems lately there.
Yeah, I know. So with 70,000 people just about with our population of it, to Sioux Mich is about 10 to 12. I mean, you're going to hear things related to these issues, and it's going to happen in most big cities like these. So it's unfortunate to hear about these things happening, and this was on the heel of a situation that happened probably a month and a half ago, where there was the same situation with an intimate partner violence, and you find a body in a river with a homicide and a stabbing, you know, and that's not something that you would want to be, it's something a little weary about when moving around cities and all that stuff, man. It's kind of scary hearing about it.
Okay, well, Bryce, tell me about your baseball then. The fall ball is, I believe, done. Tell me how college is going for you, and bringing the emerald green to Cougar blue.
Yeah, no, college has been absolutely amazing. It was an adjustment at first, but I think that's with everybody moving to college for their first time in their lives, right? But no, it was a little bit of an adjustment for the first couple of weeks, and once you start making friends, the experience just takes off from there. And as of right now, I'm completely enjoying it, man.